We met with my grandpa at the station and then went outside for our first look at the Netherlands. What astonished me was how many bikes there were. There was an entire parking garage that was 2 stories tall just for bikes. And that was full, and they were overflowing into other parts of the area. The station itself was built around 1850, so it was a very ornate building. There were 2 clock towers, each made of red brick, that I liked a lot. The other things that surprised me was how many canals there were. I had known there were a lot, but there were even more than I expected. We took a Uber to the houseboat where we were staying, and though we couldn't check in yet, we dropped our bags off and went to get groceries for the evening. About an hour later, we were able to check into our hotel houseboat, and we opened the doors to watch the tourists go by on their canal boats. It was really fun to try to get them to take pictures of us, because it was funny to try to get them to take pictures of Americans who were acting like people from the Netherlands. We went up to near the central station again, this time walking, and also did a boat tour. It was really cool to see the entire city by water because it's an absolutely different perspective. We saw an old tower, the old warehouses, and even a Chinese restaurant. The funny thing about the Chinese restaurant is that it's an exact copy of another Chinese restaurant that is in the port of Hong Kong. It is a floating restaurant, so they have to make it buoyant or else it will sink. What they didn't account for when making the one in the Netherlands is that the one in Hong Kong was in salt water and the one in the Amsterdam Canal would be in fresh water, so they would need more buoyancy. They didn't change the design because they didn't think about this, and on opening night, the boat sank, filling it with water. This was obviously very embarrassing for the restaurant, so they had to rebuild it and add more buoyancy, and then they had another opening night. We also learned the reason why so many of the buildings are tilted. One reason is that the entire city is built on wooden piles, so those piles sometimes sink into the wet sand underwater, which causes the parts of the house to tip in one or more directions. This means that they have to re-angle the house, so you will often see houses that curve one way and then another and then another. They're very weird because they can tilt in almost any direction. The warehouses are intentionally built like that, leaning forward towards the canal. And this makes it so that when they are loading and unloading cargo to and from the warehouse with their crane on the third floor, it does not scrape the paint and the windows of the warehouse.